Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Wednesday, November 13th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning is Milton Babb of the Greenville Convention and Visitors Bureau and underwriter of KETR programming. Birthdays, the highly influential theologian St. Augustine, also known as Augustine, born on this day in the year 354 A.D. Whoopi Goldberg is 58 today. On this day in history, in 1979, basketball big man Daryl Dawkins, Chocolate Thunder, breaks his first backboard. His Philadelphia 76ers teammate Julius Irving, Dr. J, remembers it well.
Such a sight. The glass went everywhere, and Roman Zine was under the basket, and he was trying to get out of the way. He was running, and Daryl was in shock.
First thing I was thinking is, oh, man, I got to get out of here. All this glass is coming down. I was like, please don't fail me now.
In 1982, the Vietnam War Memorial is dedicated in the nation's capital.
When you walk along it, you can see your own reflection among the names. And this actually has a psychological effect on people as they think about what life is all about, how fragile life can end. My name is Jan Scruggs. I'm the president and founder of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. It would have been pretty easy to forget it. And I think that's what the nation was trying to do. But it was my job to make sure that didn't happen.
Number one on the charts this day in 1958, Conway Twitty, and It's Only Make-Believe.
No one will ever know how much I love you so. My only prayer will be someday you'll care for me, but it's only make-believe.
On the KETR events calendar, every year millions of children are trafficked worldwide. Make a difference by participating in the Commerce Challenge course for charity on the A&M Commerce campus from 1 to 5 p.m. Sunday, November 17th, this coming Sunday. All proceeds benefit Hope for the Silent Voices, an organization dedicated to helping stop human trafficking. The event will take place at the University Amphitheater north of the Business Administration Building. For more information, see events at KETR.org. And tonight, it's the first home game of the season for the A&M Commerce Lions men's basketball team as they host the Southern Arkansas Mule Riders at 7 p.m. in the Fabulous Fieldhouse. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Milton Babb with the Greenville Convention and Visitors Bureau. And the Convention and Visitors Bureau is an underwriter of KETR. Milton visits with us from time to time about whatever's going on in Greenville. Now, you're interested from the Chamber's point of view, you're telling me, in promoting the many beautiful older churches in Greenville, aren't you, Milton?
Well, yes. You know, this is one thing that, as somebody who promotes tourism in a smaller Texas town like Greenville, sometimes people overlook what we have that is of interest to visitors. We drive by it every day. We don't think twice about it. But I got a call a few weeks ago from Lori White King. She's a photographer. She works some for the Herald Banner, and I'm sure some pictures wind up in the Commerce Journal. But she was doing an assignment for the 903 magazine, and she wanted to highlight some of the beautiful stained glass windows in our churches in Greenville. And I am the historian and a member of Central Christian Church, which has some of the most beautiful, actually, it's been said, some of the most beautiful stained glass windows in the Southwest. And so I let her in there to photograph those windows, and we got to talking, and the more she told me of what she was finding, and we kind of bounced things back and forth between one another, and it's her idea, maybe we ought to have a tour of these churches, and I had to agree that sounded like a wonderful idea.
Mm. Well, Central Christian is located at Lee and Wesley in downtown Greenville and is really a beautiful older church. How old is that church?
This church was completed in 1899. The congregation is much older, but they had a tragedy that in a way led to a wonderful thing. Greenville's first millionaire, Tom King, you may have heard this legend, died in a triple drowning in 1897. And sometimes people just focus in on that part of the story. But his widow, Virginia King, gave half the money to buy the land, build Central Christian Church, and furnish it. And so it has exemplary architecture. The architect was J.L. Flanders, pretty noted. He designed, I believe, 128 churches in the state of Texas and 12 county courthouses. And of those, only 7 churches remain, Central Christian being one of them, and I believe 2 courthouses are left.
Well, I've been in Central Christian, and it's true that the stained glass windows are just stunning. But are there some other churches also in Greenville that are that way?
Yes, the one that people maybe don't notice as much is now called Friendship Baptist Church. It's on West Lee Street, a little bit past Walnut. Today, it is a black church, and it is covered in like a brown brick facade. But it was originally a white frame structure. It was a Lee Street Methodist Church, built in 1910. So here's an over 100-year-old church, and those windows are also exemplary. They're perhaps not as elaborate as Central Christian Church, but they're notable and beautiful. And she got some wonderful photos of that church as well. We have a new church. Well, new by comparison to those, Aldersgate Church on Sale Street, 5,500, I believe, mm-hmm. or so block of Sale Street. And this church, I believe, was first, the first building of it was built in the 70s and maybe the bigger addition in like the 80s. But the windows in it, Lori found this out and informed me about it, that when the man built, Mr. Holland was the contractor of building that church, he found a collection of stained glass windows in an antique shop in Forney, and he bought the whole lot of them to go in that church. And these were stained glass windows from an 1850s English church.
Interesting. So how soon might you get this tour going?
Well, I'm going to have to talk with all the parties and make sure that we've got buy-in on it and that we have access to it. And then you have to have time to promote it. It's an ideal Christmas event. And so I'm thinking, a year from now is probably when we can put this tour together.
Now, but it's interesting that for people that would love to see the Central Christian Church, based on what we've just discussed here in the past few minutes, you do have an event coming up very soon there.
We do, and this is something. This will be our third year to do a classic Christmas at Central Christian Church. The last couple of years, we've had a 4-woman string quartet from Dallas called European Ensemble come. We're going to add a new element to it to give it a little twist. It's called a jazzy classic Christmas. We're going to have a jazz trio there, brass instruments, as well as the strings. And so it'll be the same but better for those who came before. And it's an opportunity to come into the beautiful sanctuary of Central Christian Church, enjoy it, enjoy some music, and take a look at these windows that are astonishing. Jewels in a stained glass window in the country.
And then very quickly, the date and time of the event coming up at Central Christian.
A jazzy classic Christmas. It will be December the 8th from 3 to 5. That's on a Sunday afternoon. So if you go to your own church, you may and come join us in the afternoon. It's free, by the way. This is free to the public. We have sponsors that help support it, but it's free to the public, so come enjoy.
Even better. And then the Christmas parade in Greenville is the preceding Friday night, the December 6th.
Absolutely.
The evening. Milton Babb is with the Greenville Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Milton visits with us from time to time about whatever may be going on in Greenville. Milton, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.